And today's story is called Padre Pio in the Philippines. And we see here how Padre Pio answered prayers for this lady, for a couple, a young couple in the Philippines. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we bring to you a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great saint Padre Pio, who was a Capuchin friar, mystic, a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio, what his intercession can do for you. Do also help us with our Padre Pio apostolate by liking our video, share the video with your friends and colleagues, subscribe to the channel if you're not already subscribed. During Lent, we have a special offer, a selection of videos. And if you want to see our Lenten selection of videos, then just go to the video description below here and click the link through to our Lenten selection. In today's story, the author of the story says the following. May she introduce herself, she says. I am a teacher at St. Bede's College in Alabang, and that is Manila, Philippines. And she says her husband is a sailor. And between our marriage, which took place in June 2000 and 2002, she said she had a number of miscarriages. And the final miscarriage occurred on the fourth month of pregnancy. And by this stage, both her and her husband were now becoming desperate. Would they be able to have children? And of course, that is something that is very dear to the heart of Padre Pio, as we saw in a previous video. And then one day, this lady was reading a magazine or a journal, and she came across an article, a story by another teacher who had had a baby son, and this was through the intercession of Padre Pio. So she kept this article in her wallet, she tells us. And then, of course, out of curiosity now, she had to go and acquire a biography of our Italian friar, Padre Pio. And she read through and found out more and more about Padre Pio. And then she tells us that in December 2002, I decided, she said, to make my novena to Padre Pio with great devotion. So just a little bit on what a novena is. Well, if we look at the biblical origin, where do we find this concept in Scripture? And in the Acts of the Apostles, on one occasion, while he was eating, that's our Lord was eating with them, he gave them this command, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of my Father that he promised, which you have heard me speak about, that is the Holy Spirit. Just a bit of clarification there. The first novena ever prayed occurred immediately after Jesus had ascended into heaven. So after his ascension, sacred scripture tells us when they entered the city of Jerusalem, they went to the upper room where they were staying. And Peter, James, and John, and all the apostles and others, they were all there and they all devoted themselves with one accord to prayer. So the apostles and the disciples gathered in the upper room together with Mother Mary, and they prayed for the descent of the Holy Spirit as Jesus had promised, as he had told them to do. And they prayed for 9 days. And after that, of course, is the Feast of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down on all of them. A novena is typically 9 days. And novo is, of course, linked to nine. That's how we get it. But what if one doesn't have time, then what can one do? Maybe one doesn't have 9 days. Well, there are, of course, many other variations of the novena. One could make the Infant of Prague novena, and that one could do perhaps every hour for 9 hours. Or we are told that Mother Teresa, Saint Teresa of Calcutta, she had one known as the emergency novena, where she would pray the Memorare, which is the prayer, remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known. There's a whole prayer like this, and she'd pray it 9 times in succession. It was her emergency, her very quick novena. Padre Pio, as we saw in a previous video, he had a novena which he had been making for 20 or 40 years. I forget the exact amount of time, that he may die and go to heaven immediately. And that was left unanswered for a very long time. So it's not a fixed rule about novenas, but one can make a novena for anything. Perhaps if a person's been diagnosed with an illness, it could be for healing or for acceptance of divine will. or for overcoming difficulties or maybe obstinate sin in one's life, finding a spouse, discernment in one's choices, all of these things one could offer a novena for. So this lady had made her novena now with great devotion, she tells us. So that's important. One must be committed to the novena, be very devoted to it. And then she says, just 2 months later, she became pregnant for the fourth time. And so now I implored and I begged Padre Pio even more intensely that he would take care of the young one, of the small one that she was carrying in her womb. And the pregnancy went well. It went absolutely normally. And on the 16th of September, she says, our first child was born. And naturally, he was baptized Pio Craig Theodoro. And so this lady ascribes this miracle, seeming miracle, of the birth of her child to the intercession of Padre Pio through the novena. And next time on this channel, we're going to have a look at Padre Pio and Saint Joseph and the honor they give to the child Jesus. So please do join us for that talk. And do enroll your Mass prayer intentions. We have a Mass every Friday dedicated to Padre Pio. If you go to the video on the end screen, you can see how to enroll your Mass prayer intentions. And then we'll bring these intentions to this Mass to Padre Pio. So please do join us for that.